This is JIS News. Coming up, rate of depreciation of Jamaican dollar slowing down, Housing Ministry looking to draft squatter policy, and Industry Minister underscores importance of national export strategy. The news in detail after the break.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons. Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, is reporting that the rate of depreciation of the Jamaican dollar against its U.S. counterpart has slowed significantly since last year. Mr. Winter says the rate of depreciation up to Monday, January 20, was 5.3%, compared to 8.1% at the same period last year, a reduction of 2.8% overall. The BOJ governor says he expects the rate of depreciation to continue to slow down.
We now expect that the rate of depreciation will slow further. The current account deficit in Jamaica has narrowed dramatically. Therefore, net demand for foreign currency from that source is much lower.
Net current demand, Mr. Winter says, relates to foreign exchange sourced locally to purchase goods and services from overseas. He adds that the dramatic decreases in international oil prices have also played a role in slowing the depreciation process. Mr. Winter was speaking at a press briefing at the Bank of Jamaica earlier this week. The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing is looking to draft a squatter policy to guide the development of informal communities across the country. Director of Housing Policy in the Ministry, Paula Parks, says the policy will incorporate recommendations from the draft National Housing Policy.
The ministries actually will also be looking at developing a squatter policy outside of the national housing policy. But the national housing policy will give a general overview on some of the recommendations as it relates to informal settlements that would fit within the PSUP program.
Ms. Parks was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She says the ministry will be consulting the residents of informal communities for feedback on how their living conditions can be improved. The draft national housing policy was prepared in 2011 by teams from the University of Technology and the University of the West Indies. A committee has been established by the ministry to review the draft. And the Participatory Slum Upgrading Program, PSUP, being implemented by the government, will seek to address the social needs of residents while improving the housing infrastructure within informal communities. Coordinator of the United Nations Human Settlements Program, UN Habitat, in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Alicia Smith, says the program, being implemented in 3 phases, will have a positive social impact.
The Participatory Slum Upgrading Program, it does not just deal with infrastructure, but it will also deal with the social sustainability of the community members.
Ms. Smith was addressing a recent JIS think tank session. The government is set to launch Phase 2 of the program, which will run from January to September 2015. Phase 2 has received funding of $125,000 from UN Habitat. The program will be implemented in 3 towns: Old Harbor Bay, St. Catherine, Maypen, Clarendon, and Montego Bay, St. James. And Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Anthony Hilton, has underscored the importance of the National Export Strategy, NES, to improving Jamaica's competitiveness on the global market. The NES is a unified strategic initiative that seeks to maximize the export sector's direct contribution to economic and social development. Minister Hilton says a critical factor in Jamaica's successful integration into the global economy is the extent to which importers and exporters of goods, services, and information are able to access the global supply chain.
The NES will be instrumental in ensuring that Jamaica is well positioned to benefit from the opportunities that the hub will provide, from increasing the channels and markets for export to take advantage of the special economic zones, logistics, and industrial parks.
Minister Hilton was addressing the opening session for the NES Phase 2 validation workshop on Wednesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.